Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And a big part of that trip will focus on a major arms deal between the two countries. For a closer look at that, we're joined now by Cole Bockenfeld. He's Deputy Director for Policy at the Project on Middle East Democracy. And Cole, this weapons sale could end up totaling more than $100 billion over 10 years. It's a huge amount of money. What's in it? What does Saudi Arabia get for $100 billion?
Well, it looks like this arms sale really runs the whole gamut. I mean, this is support to Saudi's army, its navy, its air force, sort of border security and missile defense. So they're really throwing everything into this sale. Now, I should say that, of course, a lot of these sales that we expect to be announced this weekend were actually negotiated over the past year or so under the Obama administration. Mm. But Trump's really looking to package them together for that big ticket announcement.
Right. The U.S. has been making these sales for years with Saudi Arabia. But President Obama actually delayed some of the sales just before he left office because his administration was worried about civilian casualties in Yemen, where Saudi Arabia has been fighting Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. Does the Trump administration not have the same concerns?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that is one of the more concerning pieces of this sale that we're worried about going forward. And really, it's emblematic of sort of the Trump administration's move more broadly to decouple and de-link human rights concerns and really how these weapons are used with the sale of weapons themselves.
So what does it mean for Yemen? Because I assume a lot of these weapons will be used there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think what this means is it sends a clear signal to Saudi Arabia of unconditional U.S. support to their military operations in Yemen. At least with the Obama administration, it was a little bit of a mixed bag where they held back some missiles but continued providing some intelligence, continued provided aerial refueling and so on. But more clearly, it sends a signal that the U.S. believes that there is a military solution to this conflict. When for years, the U.S., the U.N., almost every actor involved has said pretty clearly, look, the only way this will end is a political settlement. And so, unfortunately, we're worried that the signal this would send would be for the Saudis to keep bombing Yemen, that they can somehow win this on the battlefield. But in reality, it'll be the Yemeni people that really suffer as this war continues to drag on.
Right. Is there any reason to believe that the weapons that the U.S. is selling to Saudi Arabia won't be used in attacks that cause major civilian casualties as they have in the past?
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, no. I don't think there's a lot of evidence. You know, the U.S. has been very clear over the past few years that they're very upset with some of the targets that the Saudis have hit, including schools, hospitals, funerals, and so on. And really, it's not an argument about whether they're using precise enough missiles and that's why they're missing and hitting these civilian targets. It's that the Saudis are selecting these targets themselves. And so I think it's fair to expect that they'll continue to do so.
If you dig into what's on this list of weapons, one of them is the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, or THAAD. It's an anti-ballistic missile system. We just saw the U.S. help establish the same system in South Korea to protect against North Korea. Why do the Saudis want that?
Right. Well, I think it's for, you know, primarily for deterrence against Iran. And a lot of these arms sales, I should say, more broadly to Saudi Arabia and the Gulf are about deterring Iran, about arming up our allies in the event of a conflict with Iran. And so that's sort of the signal, I think, sent by them. But it's unclear if it actually has that impact or it just ratchets up the tensions in the region so that the Iranians also escalate their military capabilities.
Right. So what do other countries in the region think about the deal?
I mean, obviously, I think, you know, the Iranians are obviously unhappy to see that. You know, I think more broadly, you know, one of the things I should point out about this sale is that it's not necessarily so different from the Obama administration. The Obama administration sold Saudi Arabia about $115 billion worth of arms over the course of his two terms. And so, of course, this is a big number. It is a significant announcement, but it's really more of a continuation of that than anything. I think the mistake that President Trump and his administration could make with a sale is to believe that somehow these arms sales would buy goodwill or would somehow improve the relationship on their own. That's something we saw the Obama administration tried to do after the Iran deal to reassure its Gulf allies. And to be honest, it didn't really improve the relationship or get the U.S. anything more than we were getting before.
Hmm. Cole Bockenfeld is Deputy Director for Policy at the Project on Middle East Democracy. Cole, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.